Hi, it's Sierra Miller. I can't wait for you to check out my new collection of shoes and accessories at Designer Shoe Warehouse. If you love shoes as much as I do, then trust me, I got you. From cute sneakerinas to the perfect flip-flops to stunning heels, these shoes are all style, no drama. It's a girl's girl summer, and DSW has just the shoes. Shop the Sierra Miller collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Normalizing all kinds of conversations about mental health. And we're hoping that while we focus on it for Mental Health Awareness Month, this is more Good Days in May, we hope that you feel comfortable having these conversations year round, because that's the facts. That if we focus on it this month, you feel comfortable. Maybe we touch on a subject that's happening in your world that you're very uncomfortable about, that now you're comfortable talking about because you heard us talking about it here. Dr. Thea Gallagher, welcome back.
Hi, happy to be here.
All right, doctor. So as a doctor and you see patients regularly, you work full time, you have 72 jobs and 4 children. What are some of the things that you do yourself that you actually tell your patients to do, that you practice yourself for any type of calming mechanism or anxiety reducing thing?
Well, okay. The number one thing that we know in the research that I really, really, really try to practice is being present in my life, because for many of you out there, and I see this with like 20-year-olds, 30-year-olds, like, okay, responsibility starts to mount, and it starts with your job, and then it starts with buying a house, and then it is your kids, and then it's all their activities, and life is a never-ending pie-eating contest. There will always be another one there. So the mentality that I'll be able to relax when is just, it's just not possible. And many of you are probably, if your parents, you're probably living in what we call Maycember, right? Where there's like, you know, concerts and activities and graduations, and like our weekends are packed, every night is packed with something. And I think the best thing you can do is just keep taking it one moment at a time, one day at a time, one step at a time, because you're never gonna, like, it's never gonna end. And so we have to make it end mentally by being like, you know what, this is what I got done for the day. And there will always be a laundry list of things to do. There will always be laundry. There will always be emails to answer. There will always be things to do. But I really try to bring myself back to the present. And I really, really prioritize time for myself, to move my body, to be with my friends. Like, this is a non-negotiable for me, no matter what's on the list.
I love this. Speaking of lists, quickly, I make lists. Are lists bad to have?
No. Yes and no, right? It goes back to, it depends. Now, for some people, if the list is helpful and like checking those items off feels really good and you do it and you're like, you know what, that feels great. I think for the people, if you're doing like what we call like excessive list making, where you're constantly making lists and they keep going and they start to feel overwhelming, you know, that can be problematic. But sometimes to like give yourself some credit, even sometimes I'll tell people, put something really stupid on the list. Like, you know, call my insurance company about this bill, or, you know, pay this thing I've been meaning to pay for my registration, like put that on the list. And then you can give yourself some credit for doing that. But yeah, lists can be helpful for some people. If they are never ending and they start to feel overwhelming and they're constantly being rewritten, or if you think you have like kind of a list going in your head at all times and you can't be present because you're so anxious and obsessed about the list, that's when it starts to get problematic. So when you can be present in your life, but also know that you have these things that we all have to do, as long as it's helpful for you, it's not a bad thing.
That was very good help for me because I think I'm the latter. I think I'm obsessing right, over
you,
this.
You said it, not me. So when we come back, Dr. Yadler, I've got a question that I hear all the time. People that wake up with the sense of dread and they don't know why and it ruins their day. How do you cope with that? And we're going to talk about it next for more good days in May.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
At Lowe's, we're about to kick off something epic for fans who want more messy. And trust us, you'll want to be a rewards member when it happens. Join for free and get access to messy exclusives, surprises, and more. Head to Lowe's.com/moremessy. Now's the time to get in because members get more at Lowe's. Loyalty programs subject to terms and conditions. Visit Lowe's.com/terms for details. Subject to change.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.